Live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Friday Newsmaker is always brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 6th day of January, 7:23, 24 degrees, a wind chill of 17 out there. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas with Emporia's First Friday. This is the First Friday of 2023, and it means it's First Friday Art Walk Day. Kat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Kayla, hello.
Hello.
How are things going, Kayla, for you today?
Pretty darn good, really.
Especially given the first rendition of the First Friday Art Walk is coming up here in just a few hours. How excited are you here to see the Art Walk in general move forward the way it has and launching essentially a new calendar year here, Kayla?
Well, I'm always excited for the Art Walk, and I think we've got some really cool plans for 2023, so I'm excited to get this first Art Walk going and see what we do with the rest of the year.
Okay, so Kayla, let's roll it out here. How many sites will we have downtown to peruse? How many artists are going to be involved?
We have 8 venues hosting artists this month, and that's, I always like the January Art Walk because it's usually less venues, and so you really are able to take the time to talk to the artists, walk through the businesses, and talk to everyone and really spend some quality time, you know, doing the Art Walk. Our presenting venue this month is a brand new business, The Style. They're located at 1117 and a half Commercial Street. It is owned by Scott and Sherry Bonet, and they have antiques, modern art, vintage art, and they really know their stuff. Like, you can sit and talk to Scott for hours and hours about art, and he knows a lot. So that's going to be really fun. And they are featuring Grant Charpentier, who most people know teaches glass blowing at Emporia High School. And I really love Grant because he makes beautiful, like, production work. Like, he does the glass pumpkins and the ornaments. But then also his fine art sensibilities are amazing. And that's what he's going to be showing tonight, is more of his fine art pieces.
Well, there's your presenting venue. Kat, where else will we be here tonight on the walk?
Well, you can head down to TM Eats and see Stacy Hammond and Dwayne Henderson. They'll have an exhibit up. Gravel City Roasters will be featuring Lily Stolfi. L&L Pets will have Chad the Breadman, so it's a great time to stock up on your bread products. Main Street Axe will feature Rachel Wright. Moretti's Pub will have Leon Morrow's exhibition up. Sweet Granada will have Hannah Worthen. And then Trox Gallery and Gifts will have a senior art exhibit of Mirka Levitt-Gossen, and that will be her senior exhibit, so something to see.
So we've got basically not only a range of businesses here, Kat, but also, the way it sounds, a range of ages and a range of different really art genres here that folks can enjoy here tonight.
You know, that's always the fun part. You can see a lot of different things. There's art for everybody, and bread. So all the good
and bread.
And bread.
The weather's going to be perfect. It's going to be a really great evening. And like Kayla said, you know, there's not as many venues, so we're starting off the year. It's more of an art stroll, so you can really connect with people and see all the good stuff.
Well, Kayla, for those who might not be aware of the Art Walk and how it works, set things up for us.
All right. Everything kicks off at 5 o'clock. The Art Walk always runs from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. You can start at any of those venues. Each one will have a passport available, And on the passport, that will tell you all the venues that are participating and the artists that are presenting their work there, also their physical address, and then any specials that businesses are offering to art walkers that evening. So you just take your passport and go around to all of the venues and speak with the artists and check out the businesses. And then at the end of the night at Mulready's Pub, we will do a drawing for the passport prize, and you can win stuff.
So what is the passport prize?
I honestly have no idea. It's a mystery. I forgot to ask Scott what he wanted to do. But so we always have the $50 Main Street gift certificates for everyone who goes to all of the venues. So we will have that, and then I'm pretty sure Scott's going to put together something pretty special. So we'll post on our social medias when we know, but it's going to be a good one.
Mystery prize. Yeah. All right.
Mystery prize.
Outstanding. How important, Kayla, is it for you to see Mulready's Pub involved, and it's singling them out specifically because of the change in ownership here this past weekend?
Absolutely. I'm so excited to work with Megan and Joe moving forward. Rick was always such a huge supporter, and, you know, his enthusiasm is, you know, going to be missed, but I think Megan and Joe are going to pick up, you know, right where he left off, and they're excited to start, you know, working with us. And I'm not sure how the passport drawing at the end of the night, it's always Rick. He gets up with his cowbell, rings it, and annoys everyone and makes everyone stop. and we talk about the art walk, you know, and so I'm curious to see how that goes tonight and how it'll be different, but I think it's going to be great. I'm excited.
Emporia's First Friday Art Walk launches at 5 p.m. tonight. Well, anything else we need to add here, Kayla?
I don't think so. We do want to thank Paula Souter. She's our platinum sponsor this month, so always great to have Paula involved. And also, Trox Gallery and Gifts and Gravel City Roasters have been closed since New Year's Eve. We're doing a little bit of remodeling, and Angie did some like deep cleaning back in the coffee shop, so we are open again for the first time today since New Year's Eve. So definitely come in and check out all the changes and what we've been up to these past 5 days.
Sounds exciting. Thanks, Kayla.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Kat, thanks.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you as always, Kat Dorcas. And Kayla Mock, Emporia's First Friday Art Walk is tonight because it is First Friday.
It is the very first Friday of the month, first Friday of the year. Wanted to let you know, too, that our schedule for next week on the morning show is filling up pretty quickly. So if you want to get on, say, the Newsmaker spots, either 7:20 Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, or the Newsmaker 2 slot, which would be at 8:40 Thursday because of the ESU buzz, best get a hold of us here pretty quickly at 620-342-1400, or you can always shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com. Monday morning, we'll have Lyon County Extension Ag Agent Brian Reese joining us. A number of upcoming seminars through Lyon County Extension that landowners will want to know about. We'll have the details coming up Monday morning.
All right, sounds good. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. KVOE Live and Local 7:30, 24 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Chris Gorton and John North Ford Nissan. Let's talk shop inspected vehicles.